Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Fiber with you, Charlie Usen, producing the show. Other side of the glass, still to come. Our weekly talk with Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst, former Brewers pitcher. He'll join us coming up here at 3:20. Looking forward to talking to him. We switch gears from baseball to the NBA as the finals are upon us coming up tonight. He is the NBA insider for TheHeavy.com, Sean Devaney. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Sean, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Steve.
All right, so we haven't talked in a while, and we really need to catch up here because I really want to pick your brain before we get to the finals tonight on this whole situation with the Bucks, with Lillard going down with a blood clot, and then Lillard coming back and blowing out his Achilles, and now going to miss the majority of last year or next year. You have all the Giannis rumblings and so forth that have been going on like every other offseason. What do you make of the Bucks? How do they go about their offseason?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to leave this in Giannis's court, which is probably what they ought to do. You know, let him be the one who says, okay, it's time to trade me, and then go ahead and look for what the best possible deal is. Now, time's running out on that, if that's going to be the case. And, you know, there's been some discussions, but nothing that's been definitive. So, you know, as it stands, the most likely outcome is that the Bucks will come back and try again. And, you know, it's tough when you've got Damian Lillard's $55 million sitting on the payroll and you're not going to have him on the floor. You know, that's going to make things difficult. Obviously, there's going to be a bunch of changes. The trade for Kyle Kuzma did not work out. That's another $20 million that you're spending for a guy who you're not sure really what you're going to get from him. They've got some free agents, obviously, that they're going to have to deal with. So there's a lot there that they're going to have to tinker with. But if Giannis says, you know, I'm good in Milwaukee, I want to spend my career here, they're going to have to come back with him and probably have the same kind of year they did this year, where they're middle of the pack in the Eastern Conference and a first round exit in the playoffs. If they had their druthers, they'd probably want to trade Giannis. I think it'd be a better situation all around if they could, sort of blow things up and start over. Just looking at where the organization is, but no team wants to be the one that goes out and trades Giannis when he doesn't want to be traded. So I don't anticipate that happening unless he goes out and asks for it.
All right, so let's say he stays. So I've been grinding my wheels, trying to figure out how in the world does John Horst work his magic with limited assets, right? He's got a first-round pick in 31, first-round pick in 32 that he can obviously move. He's got some mid-level exceptions, some other stuff that he can use fine. But let's go from the trade perspective. There was a report out yesterday, I think it was by Michael Scotto, that said the Kings very well could trade one of their three big three, you want to call it LaVine, DeRozan, or Sabonis, either before the season or before the deadline. So I started going through this on the air yesterday, looking at all three contracts. And the only thing I can come up with for to make this work for the Bucks that might interest the Sacramento Kings would be if you did some type of sign and trade deal that included Brooke Lopez. You know, maybe it's a 2-year deal to get back DeRozan on a 2-year deal. You include one or two ones or whatever the case may be. And that point, then you have DeRozan and Lillard both coming off the books after 2 years and kind of reset what you want to put around Giannis at that point from a salary perspective. And then if you're Sacramento, it works because you still have a scoring guard in LaVine. Sabonis can still play inside. Brooks going to stretch the floor to the outside. And it gives you a shot blocker that they don't have right now. So in my mind, it works for both. What say you from a neutral party standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, if you're Sacramento, you're trying to get younger, and obviously that doesn't get you there, so that might be the objection. But if it's a 1-year deal for Brooke Lopez, you know, something where you're just doing a short-term thing to roll it out there and see how it looks and maybe give yourself the option to make another trade down the line, then certainly Sacramento could have some interest. But you're right, your overall point is correct in that, you know, that's probably the best you can do in terms of trying to retool this roster is use a piece like that, and there's not much you're going to get back in return. You know, that would probably be the cap, a guy like him. So, it's a tough situation to be in. You know, they kind of put all their eggs into the Damian Lillard basket, and now that has taken the turn that it has, it really does leave them up against it in terms of what are the they don't even have the tradable contracts. You know, that's part of the problem. Assuming Bobby Portis opts out, and see what happens with some of the other options that they have. They don't have a lot that can even match up in order to make trades. That's sort of not there for them right now, and they don't have the draft capital to offer sweeteners to get teams to take lesser packages in order to come back with something useful. It's going to be really, really tough. It's a tough needle to thread right now for them.
Talk with Sean Devaney, NBA insider, theheavy.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Been around a long time. Love talking to Sean. I want to get your thoughts on Doc Rivers, because Tibbs gets fired in New York, and I was personally kind of stunned by that whole idea. But either way, so he gets fired. He clearly has been put into a Doug Collins-type mode, in my mind, the former Bulls coach, where he's the perfect, I'm going to take your team that's not relevant and make him relevant and get to the playoffs. But then when I need somebody to get over the top, I'm going to get rid of you and go find somebody else. I feel like that's the box Thibodeau is in. What box is Doc Rivers in around the league? How do people view him?
Yeah, Doc is sort of he's the emergency button, right now. He won a championship in 2008, got that team back to the finals in 2010. They didn't win, but he's kind of milked that for the last 15 years, and I think teams are at a point where they can see that the league has sort of passed him by. Doc is very much the kind of coach who is going to delegate a lot. You know, he gives a lot to his assistants and really is the guy who is kind of the CEO and doesn't get his hands as dirty as some other coaches. And for a lot of teams that works. But when you get into a situation where you kind of need more from the head coach, he's not really that guy. And so if he doesn't have great assistant coaches, especially. Doc Rivers is, when emergency break glass situation comes up, that's where.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's where you see teams turn it a duck. Obviously, that was the situation that the Bucks were in. And I think that's kind of where he's at now. You know, if Doc were to get fired, it might be a while before he got another job.
Well, I mean, he's old enough to the point where he can just go retire in a TV booth and not have to do anything. Yeah. He doesn't have to work. Sean, I want to know this. About that Knicks job that's open now with Tibbs, obviously there's all these different candidates that are open. Do they go the same route, the same type of personality? Is it like a Mike Malone that makes sense to replace Thibodeau? Or do they try and find an opposite type of personality that's not as fiery?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that to me, that was, if you're going to fire Tibbs, then you better have somebody else in mind. And
yes,
one of the things that has happened in the 24 hours since this came down is that it's clear they don't really have anybody in mind, that, you know, they're going through an open process here. You know, no question, to me, Mike Malone is the one who makes the most sense. And, you know, the fact that he's been out there, he's been on ESPN and, you know, all that stuff, he's kind of kept himself sort of lobbying for a job. You know, he would be the ideal fit. He's a New York guy. His dad was an assistant with the Knicks several, I think, three different stints. So, you know, it kind of makes sense there. The problem is that Malone is a similar personality. He is sort of that gruff and in your face, and players get tired of him. But he's won a championship. I mean, you know, he's won a championship, and I think that gets him a little bit extra, you know, a little bit extra juice in any locker room. So, you know, to me, he still makes sense. But the fact that guys like Mike Brown and Jason Kidd, I mean, Jason Kidd, did you really fire Tom Thibodeau to hire Jason Kidd? You know, I mean, the fact that those names have come up is pretty stunning. You know, a guy like Danny Hurley, I can't see them going to a college guy. Maybe Jay Wright, just because of his relationships with the Villanova players, and the fact that he's been a USA basketball coach, so he's got some experience with NBA guys. But, you know, to me, Mike Malone is the one who made the most sense, and they haven't really pivoted right to him the way I think a lot of people thought that they would.
Sean, Patino got asked today, I think it was, or yesterday, about his interest in the job, and he said, I have zero interest in the job. The other name that's concerning to me is Rick Brunson. Like, there's just no way. His kid's on the team. I don't want to go down that line if I'm the Knicks.
No, they're not going to hire Rick. I mean, there's a lot of players on that team who are a little annoyed that Rick Brunson is an assistant coach, you know, for that team at all. Let alone making him the head coach would be, you know, you'd have a mutiny in some case. Now, you know, the other Villanova guys know Rick and all that, and they're cool with them and all that. But, you know, if you're talking about the rest of the team, you know, trying to be professional while the dad is coaching the star player, that would not go over well. So, no, that's not going to happen. What's going to be interesting is that whichever coach comes in, is he going to be required to keep Rick Brunson? I think that's going to be an interesting factor to keep an eye on. That's going to have, because Jalen Brunson, you know, they didn't tell Jalen Brunson about the firing. That's one thing I've been told. They did not tell Jalen Brunson that they were going to fire Tom Thibodeau. They didn't want him involved in that. Just they didn't want him, you know, there can be a lot of negative. It can make it look like he got him fired. So they kept him out of that. But I do wonder what's going to happen now with Rick Brunson, you know, whoever takes over that job.
Sean Devaney, NBA insider, TheHeavy.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. There was a lot of speculation that we talked earlier about Giannis, about, oh, maybe the Spurs are interested. The Thunder was brought up as well. But now here they sit in the championship series. One would think, you know, being here in the finals, that even if Giannis were to become available at this point, they'd probably want to keep this thing intact. I've heard people talking about possible dynasty runs like the Spurs because they're so young with OKC. Just how good is this OKC team right now?
Yeah, and you know, they're so good at the top, obviously, with Shea, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, you know, when healthy, you know, that's a very, very good top three that you're dealing with there. But then you get down into the depth of that rotation, and they're just good all the way down to eight or nine. You know, when you get into Cason Wallace and Alex Caruso and guys like that, you know, these are guys that might be starting on other teams. And you know, that's just how good this team is. And they've set themselves up. You know, they've got all these draft picks, so they can they can make more moves if that's what they decide they want to do, or you know, just the way that modern NBA finances work, they can use these picks to sort of churn through. And you know, when they have to let guys go in free agency, let them go and draft somebody else and replace players that way. So you know, they're set up for that in a way that no other NBA team is right now. It's almost like an NFL mentality, you know, where you can you draft a guy and you use him for those first 4 years, and then you decide if you want to keep him. If not, then you just bring it. You use a draft pick on somebody. They have enough picks to act that way for 4 or 5 years here. So you know, it's not just that they've got the talent. It's that, you know, financially they're pretty well set up for you know, at least the next 2 or 3 years, and even after that, they're going to be in a good position to deal with it.
The Indiana Pacers win this. I mean, that has got to be considered the best coaching job by a head coach. I don't even know. Where do you go? I mean, you go back to the Billups-Hamilton team, as far as that was the last time you've had a team like this that went and won a championship together without any legitimate superstars, per se, on a basketball team. I mean, Carlisle, back up the Brinks truck for him if they figure out a way to win this whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think he gets enough credit for how good this team has played, you know, how well they played basically since about March. I mean, they had a lot going on early on with injuries and they just never really got things rolling. But around early March, they really hit their stride, and they've been underdogs and you know, they're about even money, maybe a little bit of a favorite against the Bucks in that first round just because of the injuries. But you know, the next two, they were pretty hefty underdogs against Cleveland, and then big underdogs again against New York, and they ran both of them out of the building. You know, they both of those teams, they forced those teams to play Pacers basketball, and that's good coaching. Is if we've got a style, and no matter what you do, we're going to force you to play our style. That's good coaching, and that's what they've done really in the last 2-3 months here, and really hit their stride. And that's going to be tough for Oklahoma City to deal with. Now Oklahoma City can run too. That's part of the problem for the Pacers in this series. But yeah, you've got to give Rick Carlisle every ounce of credit for how this team has played and where they are right now.
Last question: who you got?
Well, you know, I don't think it's going to be the runaway that a lot of people do. I think this is a 6-game series at least. You know, I think Indiana can impose its will enough times to get a couple games. But I think Oklahoma City's depth is just too much. So I think it's I'd go Oklahoma City in 6.
There you go. Our guy, Sean Devaney, NBA Insider, TheHeavy.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Thanks so much, man. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.